Hello and welcome to Life in the Bear Cave with Andy Bundy. I'm your host, Andy, and this is a podcast, an ongoing podcast that talks about my Twitch community as well as my life, as exciting as it is, and other things. So stay tuned and we'll get started. Alright, and hello again. Welcome to Life in the Bear Cave, a podcast. I am your host, Andy Bundy, and I actually can talk about a Twitch stream today. I Twitch streamed, what was it, Friday night? I had the lifeguard until I got off of work, my new job, at like 4:30. Then I had to lifeguard from 5 to 7, and then I streamed from 7 to like 9 or 10. Oh my gosh, it is so weird to stream at night. What did I stream? Oh, I streamed Pokemon Sword. And just a little bit more of what I've been doing on there. Just kind of story stuff. Nothing too exciting. The weird part about it was the time of day. For one, it was an impromptu stream. It was kind of the day before, I was just kind of thinking, you know, I think I have some free time, so I'm going to stream. And then I started. I honestly was thinking when I started, do I really have to? But when I did, it was a little slow. It was a lot slower to pick up people than it does like in my morning streams, where like in the morning streams, I'll have some, but as soon as I go live, there's people filling in, and throughout the day while they're working, there's a lot. I felt like, at least to me for this one time, that there was a lot less interactivity because people are off doing their own thing. But it was a good stream nonetheless, and I'm glad that I did. I might do more of those, but I'm not sure what days will work best for me, because it seems the more that I'm have available nights, I'm doing something. This last week, I volunteer on Wednesday nights to do at our local church, doing like their kids group and stuff like that. But like, as I said, Friday I lifeguarded. There was something on, I think, Tuesday and Monday. I don't remember what it was exactly, but it just seems like I have less free time now because I'm doing my first shift job like normal, and then I have the evenings to do stuff. And I feel like I'm doing a lot of other stuff that I wasn't doing before. It's weird. I'm still adjusting. So that's a little bit of an update on that, as well as my Twitch streams. And I just kind of wanted to chat a little bit about kind of the job that I'm doing right now, which, if you're not aware, I'm working at a local production company, NKT Productions, and we do a lot of marketing, mainly in video. So a lot of the projects I do is I'm working with local companies and shooting videos for their social media. We also have this big brand. It's a national TV show called Brush Pile Fishing. It's a national show about crappie fishing. It's made here in town. There's a local guy who's a host, and apparently it gets shown on the Pursuit Channel all around the U.S., so weird because they have me basically in charge of all their social media, the Twitter, the Instagram, the YouTube, the Facebook, everything. It's kind of overwhelming, honestly, and I'm getting a little bit of a crash course in marketing in terms of social media. Now, when I was in college, we did have a couple classes that involved this kind of stuff and talking about that, so I know a little bit about what I'm doing already. But at the same time, it's changed a lot because social media changes a ton. I don't know. Facebook changed a lot since I've learned from classes the marketing stuff. There's a lot more focus from Facebook to have more paid reach, which is how many times that your post is seen by somebody. You can pay to have it shown to more people compared to what they call organic reach, which is like say you make a post on Facebook page and somebody comments on that. If you've ever seen on Facebook when you're scrolling through your newsfeed that so-and-so commented on this and you don't follow that page, that's why. Organic marketing. They want more eyes to see it, and kind of, it's kind of similar to the word of mouth syndrome, where you're just kind of trying to let other people know of your brand. And we get a lot of people who like fishing on the Brush Pile Show. Go figure. But so it's getting my mind working a lot, and how can I carry this over to my branding on my Twitch streams and such like that. The one thing that I struggle with is you need so much content, because one of the things that they say on a lot of the platforms, especially like Facebook, Twitter, and even YouTube to an extent, you have to pretty much post consistently. If you can do it every day, do it every day. If not, do it at least once a week. Set the schedule. Know the best times that you need to post for your audience and go from there. Try and... oh, it's just a lot. It's a lot. I'm enjoying it. For example, the Monday after tomorrow, because I'm recording this on November 24th. So like Cyber Monday, the Brush Pile fishing store that I use they sell fishing equipment too, like the rods and the baits and the hooks and all the stuff to do fish stuff. And we're doing a live stream, basically a Cyber Monday live stream where we're going to talk to people and we're going to show them kind of like the sales and stuff like that, and then the marketing that goes behind that and the setup. And I've always worked by myself. I'm working with a lot of new people. That's another thing that I'm learning to do. It's very interesting. It's teaching me a lesson on how to delegate things and not having to do everything myself, which is something that I don't do often. Because like for my YouTube and my Twitch, I do it all myself. And for a lot of the other stuff that I did, like in college, I did mostly by myself. So having that ability to work as a team and do stuff like this, and they kind of have me as the director, kind of, I'm producing this live stream and putting my Twitch skills to the test, even though we're not streaming on Twitch, we're streaming on like Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and their over-the-top broadcasting network called NKT.TV. They have a special channel just for the Brush Pile Fishing Show, since that's what we make. It makes sense. Anyway, Thanksgiving is coming up this weekend. Hope you guys are going to enjoy it. I'm going to my grandparents over in Columbus with my family. So that'll be fun. After that, I said I have to prepare for the slice. I am yawning like crazy today. I apologize. But yeah, I have to get ready for this live stream on a week from tomorrow on Cyber Monday. And I've got like the run sheets and stuff like that, so we know kind of what the pace is. But wow. I'm learning a lot, and there's like 5 or 6 pages that I'm in charge of. And other news, I think that's all I want to rant about marketing. Basically, TLDR or TLDL. Can you do that? Anyway, marketing is hard. I'll get a hold of it eventually, and because I like understand the basics, but it's just a lot, and it all kind of came at me at once. But I'll get it figured out. Anyway, Falco Flyer, one of my mods, one of the most awesome guys that comes visit my stream, yesterday, November 23rd, had a 24-hour live stream. No, not 24. 12-hour live stream to celebrate his 2-year affiliateversary for Twitch. So 2 years ago that he became an affiliate. It's really crazy. crazy. I've been a sub to him I think we just hit the 12 month mark. And I am excited to see where he goes from that. It was kind of great coming in that when I was available, I actually had some stuff that I had to do that day. So I stopped in at the beginning and at the end. Funny enough. Because I actually had to go run a live stream for another concert and meet with another group that I run their lights and sound. But I want to say congratulations, Falco, if you're listening. It's kind of great. He's starting his own podcast, actually, where he'll be interviewing Twitch streamers who stream Splatoon. Very niche, but I think it's going to be amazing. I didn't get to listen to it yet. I was going to go back and listen to the VOD. Sorry, I haven't done it yet. But look forward to that. He said he's going to put it on a lot of podcast platforms, hopefully. I told him about Anchor, which is where I distribute mine. I don't know if he's going to use that or if he's going to use something else. But he ended... he went from like 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. when we raided Cake after. That was kind of cool. Seemed like a success, and I'm pretty proud of him. And let's see, what else is going on in Bundy's life? I've been listening. I've been watching The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. Highly recommend if you have Disney Plus. The show is very actiony, and I don't want to talk too much about it in fear of people who have watched not watching it and spoilers and all that junk, but highly recommend. Also, being a theater nerd, there's two other shows that I'm kind of interested in that I've been watching. There's one that's called Encore, which is basically like they have somebody they go to like the class of 1996. They did a production of Annie from in their high school, and now it's 2019 and we're going to bring them all together and they're going to put on the show. Really interesting concept. So that was one that I watched. There's two episodes I haven't watched yet because they put it every Friday. I've been kind of busy, but there's another one. It's the called High School Musical, the musical, the series. And pretty much it's the school that High School Musical was filmed in is putting on a production of High School Musical, the musical. And I feel like I get confused when I start saying that. But it's kind of a comedy, dramedy? Is that the word? It's entertaining. Like, because I grew up with High School Musical. I actually got to meet the guy who sang for Zac Efron in the first movie because, spoilers, he didn't actually sing his own stuff in the first movie. People always get amazed when I tell them that, but it's true. But I grew up with that, and so seeing that is kind of interesting, seeing how different it is, because I didn't realize High School Musical came out a long time ago. And seeing the difference of culture from then to now kind of thing, it's very weird. Anyway, so I've talked about my streams, I've talked about my marketing stuff that I'm doing, because that's pretty much like most of my life at this point. Talked about Falco Stream. Talked about the movies I'm watching. I think that's really it that I wanted to talk about there. Still haven't set up the structure. That's on my to-do list. And I have some guests that I've reached out to, but I haven't heard from yet about joining me on this podcast. But looking forward to the future. Thanksgiving's coming, so that's going to be an interesting little time where hopefully a podcast comes out next week. I should have some time, but that's what I'll be doing then. And maybe this is good, having this extra time that I can just kind of get my ducks in a row, get everything in order, and then, you know, maybe start streaming on the regular again instead of just kind of pop-up streams like I had this week. So look forward to that. Anyway, to close off, my name is Andy. You can call me Bundy. And this is the end of Life in the Bear Cave podcast for today. Thank you so much for watching. And if you have not joined my Discord, please do. I'm trying to build the community there. I kind of set up a voice channel. Even has a 24-hour music bot in the voice channel, so people can go in and listen or just kind of have that as background music. Or you can mute it if there's other people in there. It's interesting. There was one day, I think I talked about it last week, but maybe not, where Jam Jars and JP came in at separate times, and we chatted a little bit. It's really cool having a voice chat. I had no idea. I might actually even open it up later today, but we'll see. Anyway, follow me on my Discord, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of the call to actions, YouTube even, and Twitch. If you haven't checked out any of those, the link to my Linktree, which I think it's Linktree, that has a bunch of my links in it, will be in the show notes. And, oh, it's Streamer Links. That's bad. That's right. But it's going to have all that stuff. You can follow it there. Looking forward to seeing you guys around. Thank you for listening to this. And we'll see you next week, or in Discord, or on Twitter, or on blah, 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 blah. Thank you so much. Bye.